We're going to test the voodoo. Right now, top of the 10th, Twins have the bases loaded, one out. Carlos Correa's up. Why is it important? Correa can't run. Okay, guys, I'm not watching.
Two outs now. Two outs.
What did he do?
Popped up to the catcher.
What I was going to say is that was your double play ball. He can't run. He's been battling plantar fasciitis for 2 months. So base it, but that is voodoo, if you think about it. Base is loaded, one out. All Correa's got to do is put the ball in play. It's a run. Infield pop-up. That's voodoo. I'm counting it as voodoo. Any break the Tigers need, they get.
It was a first baseman, actually. But yeah, infield pop-up.
Kenny, pop-up to the catcher. Pop-up to Rico.
He's out.
He's out. Yeah. You ain't tagging and scoring. So it'll be Byron Buxton, who's a windmill. 0 for 4 with 3 Ks today. Base is loaded, 2 outs. So my guess, he strikes out on 3 pitches. Voodoo. Literally nothing has gone wrong for the Detroit Tigers in a month. Why would it start now? Let's see. This is the extra game. They lose this, you're one game out.
And this is the test of voodoo. Bases loaded, one out. Batter got hit. Yeah, all you got to do is just.
How about voodoo last night? Remember, Twins were up 4-2 in the 10th. They had the bases loaded. They clown card their way to losing that. So we'll see. David, couple of ticket texts. I know based on what's going on in Cleveland, we'll stick with it for a minute. But I do want to get a little college football in the mix. And then we'll bring back the Tigers. We did over 2 hours of it. We'll definitely continue.
I'm all in. I actually watched a full 9-inning baseball game yesterday. After the play, when Young cut himself in half to get around that tag, I yelled out voodoo. My wife thought I was nuts. Vic in a school pickup line.
Yeah, that slide to home was, you don't see that every day. So, yeah, voodoo.
I'm loving this end of the season playoff chase and do think they are odds to be the number 2 wild card.
Okay, see, this
oh my.
I'm not doing this. I'll leave it alone.
Fly out to right, inning over.
There you go, voodoo. it's like the Tigers have hit 10 straight hands of blackjack. And I have said this for 2 weeks, the Twins do not want to play baseball for money anymore. They are as flat and lifeless and sloppy. And I mean, I'm not expecting you guys to watch. I do. They don't do anything right. Their at-bats are lazy. They can't field the ball.
Yeah.
And their pitching staff, injuries or otherwise, their pitching staff is morbid. The bullpen is one of the worst in baseball since August 10th. Guys, you can absolutely do this. Because the Twins have not stopped being the worst team in baseball, not named the White Sox. And you're not slowing down. And even if you do slow down, I still think you can get in. Because the Twins are not winning baseball games. That's the thing that people don't want to discuss. It's like, yes, you picked up the pace and played really well. But without the Twins free-falling, this is not possible. Well, they've fallen. They're right. Bleeding out. Rico, you've watched some of this game with me today. Yeah. They don't look like a team that wants to be here. They want to go to the golf course.
Yeah, I think their season is over. They know it's over. They want the season to be done today and know it's like they're limping to the finish line.
And this will kill them? This will be the third. Hold on. So they lost the lead bottom of the 8th in the opener on the Manzardo 2-run home run. Class A closed them out. They win game 2. Last night, they lose in extras after blowing the lead in the 7th, get a 2-run lead in the 10th, only to lose it. And then today, get ahead 2-0. Excuse me, 2-1, blow that lead in the 6th, and then bases loaded in the 10th, one out. If they lose here in this fashion, headed to Boston, how would there be anything left in the tank for that team?
Yeah, I don't think they recover. I think that this is the one where it's just going to be that quiet plane ride. I don't know what we're going to do, guys.
The Twins are toast, guys. Like, Fangraphs can keep their projections. I feel like our show, at least the last 2 weeks, has been more accurate. Like, right here, right now, isn't it more believable than not? You're making it. I mean, I had a buddy of mine who works in baseball, like a big boy job, in the sport. And he's like, I can't believe you, of all people, are not using math right now. He's like, you're killing me. I go, not going to say his name. I go, math doesn't apply when one team ain't interested in playing. Weird.
Weird. Mike, I think their spirit is broken. They don't believe they can win. And sometimes when the bad luck keeps happening, it's mental. And you strand the bases loaded and you can't produce a run. Why? Because you don't believe that you can get this thing done anymore.
Also, choice B is in play, Kenny. When I talked about the liner off of Thielbar's crotch into right exploding baseball, Thielbar's pitching for the Twins. It's all coming up aces, brother. The only thing we're missing is the Zeppelin taking out Buxton, and they call the game. Guardians win. David, give me a few ticket texts. What do you got?
I will be screaming voodoo at the game on Tuesday against the Rays, Paul in Dearborn. Someone else says, Tigers fan here, thank you guys for giving us some meaningful games and scoreboard watching in September. Of course, I'm hoping we make the playoffs, but if we don't, it has been an unexpected ride. Go Tigers.
Let me ask the question of the people, though, as we sit here right today. I mean, I am making a dangerous assumption, I guess, that the Twins are going to lose. I mean, right now, Guardians are up, man on second, nobody out. It's extras. Don't you feel for the first time it is more likely than not you're getting in? 248-539-9797. Only you can answer the question. But I don't think the Twins are all of a sudden going to go 6-4 in the last 10 games. No. So that means you don't have to do what? You don't really have to be that good in order to make it. And if they lose here in the next few minutes and you're one out, the Twins could easily go 3-7 in their last 10.
As easy as a
you
Tigers.
You could go 5-5 and make the playoffs.
Yes. Mike, this team is so tight and so wound up. They're pressing, and every game they're going to press even more and more, and you're right, and they're just going to keep finding new ways to lose and saying, how is this happening? Because it's just them. They don't believe in themselves. This season can't end fast enough for them.
People really fired up. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, David.
If you can't take heartbreak, sports isn't for you. Sports are 80% disappointment. Only one team wins it all. I am all in.
I don't understand why you'd be heartbroken. This team has given you something that is intergalactic. It's not like the Wings, who were in the command position 9 points ahead. You were dead. You were left on the side of the road. If anything, they've shown you, Coors here, they're going to be okay. And next year we get to have real expectations. I'm not going to be heartbroken.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and do some cartwheel, but like, it's okay, man. They showed us a lot. And Chris Fetter's a witch. Confirmed.
Bingo.
he's unbelievable.
He is your Ben Johnson. He is that guy that you have to keep on the staff no matter what.
Just got to keep him. So all it took was a commercial break and the Twins go full Twins. They go from leaving the bases loaded with one out and extras to losing in the bottom of the 10th in Twinsian fashion. Their game in hand is gone. You are one game out. And guys, Rico and I are on the same page. They lost 3 of 4 to the Guardians in the most excruciating manner possible. I don't think they have anything left in the tank. And you're only one out. But the bigger story is I will be shocked if the Twins do better than 3-7 in their last 10. They are done. They do not want to play baseball for money. They want to go home. They want to go golfing. They look completely zombied. So I want to ask you the question. Now, we're waiting for a live Fangraphs update. But we told you yesterday 51%. I mean, today I'm up to 66.6. You're making the playoffs. It's as much about who you're chasing as it is what you're doing. I don't think you're going to do worse than 6-4 in the last 10. Hell, at this point, might be surprised if it's worse than 7-3. Let's say you lose 2 of 3 to the Orioles, Rico. But you take 2 of 3 against Tampa, sweep the Sox, right?
Okay.
All right. 6-4, right?
Yeah.
No, whoa. No. 1-2, 3-3, 6-3 in the last 9. You have 9 games left?
Yeah, 9 games. Right? Yep, 9 games.
6-3. What's Minnesota going to do?
Tank.
Is Minnesota really going to be able to go 5-5 in their 10?
No. Mike, that's a team that doesn't believe they can win a game anymore.
That's why I think Fangraphs can blow it out their ass.
I mean,
how are you not getting in?
Yeah, we've all been around and seen sports, and you know when your team is hot and believes they're going to win, and then there's times where you know they have no shot, they don't believe in themselves, and it's just, all right, we just got to play this game because it's league mandated. Like, I mean, different sport. It's the Carolina Panthers. They know we're going to lose. We got to play this game because we want our checks. We like money. That's the Twins. We have to play. It's on our schedule. And I bet you in their clubhouse, they probably have some kind of betting pool. How will we lose tonight? How will we lose? I'm going to say we'll have the bases loaded with one out and not score. Check. And then we'll lose in the bottom of the 10th. Check. I win.
So you've got 9 left. Here's the Twins, what they have left. Knowing what you know, watching this team the last couple of days, I've watched them the last few weeks. I'm telling you, that's why I've been like, I'm not some optimistic guy, but I've been more optimistic than Fangraphs for weeks. Here's the 9 for them. 3 at Boston, 3 at home against Miami, 3 at home against Baltimore. In their 9 games, how many games are they winning?
Three
at Boston.
1.
Okay. Home against the Marlins?
Maybe 2.
Okay. And home against the O's?
1.
4 and 5. If the Twins go 4 and 5 and you're 1 game behind, do the math. 5 and 4.
Yeah.
Think about it. The Twins have now allowed you to not even be that good the last 9 games. And the reality is, I don't expect the Tigers to go 5 and 4. The expectation would be you could lose 2 of 3 to the O's. Win 2 of 3 against Tampa, right?
Yeah.
Sweep the Sox, 6 and 3. You're in the playoffs.
Here's the thing, too. Because of today's game, I know technically it's not. You're in control of your own destiny, Detroit. You just win games. You don't worry about them. You don't. The scoreboard watching, yes, you can, but you just go out there and you win your games because they are falling fast. Where, to me, it seems like the Tigers are in control of their own destiny. I know technically it's not true, people, but that's what it feels like because the Twins, they don't want to be here. They're ready for vacation.
And
they're ready to go golfing.
The whole point is that it's never, when you're in a late season chase, it can't just be about you. And if you're going to make a miraculous run, you need a lot of help. The Tigers have gotten an immense amount of help because the Twins, this is one of the great free falls you're ever going to see. I mean, it truly is next to impossible to blow, you know, 10-game separation in a month.
Yeah.
It's just not plausible. Unless you practice your very own, you know, Olympic luge run off a cliff. That's what Minnesota's done. So here they are. Right. If Minnesota catches fire, you're right. Pressure remains high. This is not a team that looks capable of that. I'd love to hear from you guys. Moments ago, Twins lost the extra game. You're 1 game out.
Because even though I know they've been doing it, Mike, from here on out, Minnesota is now scoreboard watching every Tigers game. What are the Tigers doing? Is Detroit winning? Where they didn't have to before. It's like, so long as we win, they're behind us. They're right next to you.
248-539-9797. We'll get to the people. Corey's in Livonia, 97. Hi, Corey.
Hey, how's going on, guys?
What's up, Corey?
So I've got 2 things. Number 1. As I was telling Kenny, it's one of those things where 3/4 of this season, you look at it as, to me, it was an unmitigated disaster. It's a failure. You know, Harris was making all the wrong moves. I was getting so fed up, and now I'm walking around my work going, I can't believe we might be in the playoffs. It's like, how is this possible? I feel like I'm in bizarro land with Jerry here. You know, it's crazy. But, Rico, I was going to ask you, doesn't this feel like 1987, where we made a mad dash against Toronto and ended up winning on the last day? Don't you get that feeling?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Was that the Doyle Alexander trade? No.
That was Doyle Alexander. That was Frank Tanana pitching a 1-0 shutout in the last game.
Yeah.
Scott Lucader, Hall of Famer. He was a key cog. You had players that it's like, how are you in baseball? And that's kind of, I mean, you look at some of our guys, and it's like, yeah, you're young, but there are players, it's like, how are you in baseball and you're doing this?
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, the more I watch it, the more I think, God, this is 87 all over again.
I mean, the Twins have gone 10 and 20 in their last 30 games. That's impossible for a team that at one point was tied with the Guardians for first place. Yeah. That's what it took. You wanted to know how you're here, Corey? That's how. Because you'd be spinning your wheels. Yeah, of course it is. And again, I don't know what's more amazing. It's probably the Tigers doing it the way they've done it, but both are amazing. How hot you've gotten and how ridiculously comically bad the Twins have been. And the synergy of the two is how you end up here. Yeah. So here was the power stat we led the show with. This is what I think you're about to do. You were 55 and 63 on August 10th. You had a 0.3% chance at the playoffs. Since that date, you've done what you've done. Twins have done what they've done. How rare is this? In the history of baseball, that's 140 plus years. In the history of baseball, you are going to be only the second team to make it, being 8 games under 500 on August 10th or more. The 73 Mets are the other. That's how rare it is. That's how crazy it is. So, yeah, you don't have to understand it.
Yeah.
Because things that happen twice in 140 years aren't meant to be understood.
No. You just go with it. Yeah. Jeez, I was four.
When, in 1870?
No. It was this rookie named Ty Cobb. I said, you're to watch that one.
Let me before you go to the caller, let me say this because people are texting in because you keep saying they're one game back. The Twins have the tiebreaker.
Right.
So that's what he's referencing, people. They have the tiebreaker. People are just confused on why you're saying that.
So, for example,
for those people that don't know,
both teams finish 5-4, the Twins still go because
correct.
They won the tiebreaker. But what I'm saying is if you're the Tigers, I now look at this a different way. Go out here, we win, we control our own destiny. The Twins will screw this up. Don't worry about them anymore. Let's just go play ball.
It's mid-September, and we're talking baseball, not football or the draft. Am I in the right city? That is from Jason. Oh, that win from Cleveland was better than?
I got to give it up. That's pretty funny. I like that. That's good. Thanksgiving.
I tweeted something about hockey like 2 or 3 days ago, completely unrelated to football and Thanksgiving.
First of all, log out.
Okay, thank you for that. But also, I got like 8 comments on it. 4 of them were Thanksgiving. Just the word Thanksgiving to let you know the popularity of that drop.
Thanksgiving.
I'll be disappointed if they don't make the wild card at this point, but voodoo.
It is voodoo. That's not an insult. Just call it what it is.
Yeah.
The Giants have 2 Super Bowls based on voodoo. Go back and look at the 07 run by my football team. Last team to get in the playoffs, a 500 football team that was ass. On the road at Tampa, on the road at Dallas, on the road in Green Bay and Brett Favre's coronation. And your reward? Take on the greatest team ever built, the New England Patriots. It's voodoo. You don't explain it. Average ass Eli Manning. Voodoo.
You just hoist a trophy. Have the parade.
David Tyree's gumball helmet. Voodoo. You just roll with it.
That was a 17-0 Patriots?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
I get them confused. There's so many great Patriot teams.
That's it. I'm buying a Jabu Dow and a bottle of rum.
It's Jobu.
Well, it may be trademark, so we may need Jabu.
Why couldn't they just...
the off-brand.
Right.
Let me see.
They got Big Mac. We got the Big Mick.
Hold on. Hold on here. Hold on. Hold on a minute. We can buy this. Oh, guys, we got to do this. They sell a 10-inch high commemorative Jobu doll, and he's got the joint in his mouth, too. We should get one for the studio, and we'll put an old English D on there.
Okay. I'm in.
You can buy this?
Yeah, wow. It's Jobu, officially licensed, major league movie replica figure.
Voodoo.
Voodoo.
Who knew? Voodoo.
Jobu.
Jobu.
I mean, why, man, it'd be a, it's not against it. I got to tell you. All right. I'm just saying. I mean, you're pot committed now. People want to rap. The Guardians have finished the Twins. They're Mo Green at the barbershop. It's over. So, you comfortable saying you're getting in now? Let's talk about it. 97.1.
Don't worry, David. I'm refreshing that Fangraphs trash bin site. Can't wait to see what their playoff odds are. If this isn't like 75%.
It's got to at least be 50 now.
They need a new supercomputer. But we're asking the question. You know, Rico and I have been on a different way. Oh, my God. You know what? Fangraphs, go to hell. Do you know what the updated playoff odds for the Tigers are? This computer is on cocaine.
What was it before?
I'm going to guess 42.
I was going to say 41.
I'm going to guess 32.
It was 36 pregame.
Well, 39.
42.7.
Oh, okay. Hey.
In what world do the Tigers only have a 42% shot of doing this?
Wow.
This shows you, this is, computers can't understand the Twins. That's what this is. You know what?
Because you know what?
F Fangraphs. That's the message.
In a computer's world, this is not really happening. No team can be this bad. So there will be a correction. Because the computer's thinking logically. You can't be this bad, Minnesota.
They are. They can't
so
win.
You'll fix this, and you'll win 7 of your last 9 games. That's what's going to happen. It's not.
I would be more stunned at that than the Tigers' run.
Yeah.
If the Twins in their last 9 went 6-3 or 7-2, I would be flabbergasted. 5-4, yeah. Maybe. 4-5, probably. 3-6, maybe.
The computer is saying,
I want to punch Fangraphs in the face.
This team will correct itself. Nobody can be this bad. That's why that number is that way.
Until you see the Twins play, man, you haven't lived. All right, to the people, shall we?
Yep.
Let's go to Tyler, 97.1. Tyler, thanks for your patience. What's going on, buddy?
How you doing?
Good, hey. Ty. What's up?
Well, one, voodoo, the voodoo is real. The voodoo is real. And two, the league messed up. Dude, they let the Tigers heat up. So, I mean, we got the league on notice, and we're coming in hot. And what my real question was, like, we're a young team. What team that's coasting into the playoffs right now, you know, has a decent lead on their division and they're going to coast on in? What team wants to play this team right now?
I don't know. I don't know. You want me to call my buddy with the Yankees? I mean, like, I'd be careful acting like people are scared of you. I think it's just, it's baseball. Baseball's weird. I don't know that anybody wants to play anybody.
I get what Tyler is coming from, because you're going to probably start off game one with Scooble. They're playing playoff-type baseball now, where they're scratching and finding runs. So if you can go out there and you can start your series off 1-0, pressure is now on that home team.
Then bet them to win the World
Series. I might put Scooble starting the second game.
All right, we're doing playoff rotations with 9 games.
Okay,
let's
calm down.
Game elimination or game winner.
Tyler's taking me back to like 06 when we were trying to line up the rotations. Yeah, man. No, I mean, Ty, I'll tell you.
Need that extra day.
Yeah, look, there are ways you could do this. There is one. All right, Tyler, here, I'm going to have some fun with you. All right? So I listened to this discussion in the mornings. They could technically, the way this lines up, Scooble would be set to pitch the finale. What if you don't need the finale? Well, now Tyler would get his wish. We could set Scooble up to pitch the opener.
Right.
You could. There's.
Well, I'm thinking he would be the opener. Tyler's saying maybe have him for game two.
Yeah, but if you need that last game and your season's on the line,
he definitely pitches.
You're starting him.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're not putting Bo Brisky out there.
No.
I mean Nolan Ryan.
But yeah.
no diss to Tyler. I can't do playoff rotations. Like, we got 9 games left.
Let's get there first. We'll have that talk in a week. How about that? Because by then, I think the Twins have probably lost 5 games.
There's actually a shot they don't need that last game.
Uh-huh.
There's actually a shot they don't need the last two.
So we can go down to the game on Sunday with Kenny.
No, not in this lifetime or the next.
Come on, Mike.
No, absolutely not.
I'm calling the wife. I think it's time for the baby. Oh, I'm excited right now. Woohoo!
And there's your breaking news.
I quit. David, you realize if you have one more, you got to drive a minivan? Come on.
I'm already about to drive one.
Okay, let's go to Todd in Ann Arbor, and I'd like to apologize for David's remarks. Todd, what's up, buddy?
Apology accepted. Hey, that last caller kind of sold my thunder, but I was thinking if I am the team that's looking to face the bottom wild card team in the playoffs, I'm getting my voodoo doll out, and I'm trying to put a hex on the Tigers because I would much rather get Minnesota limping in than the Tigers on the streak they're on now.
Well, that part I agree with. I mean, Minnesota looks dead on arrival. I totally agree. And there's no contest between Twins and Tigers who you'd rather play. Now, that I don't disagree with. All I'm saying is can we get to a spot where we're in and look at the matchup and figure out, you know, like – Tyler already had his ALDS playoff tickets.
He did. So do you guys remember when Joel Zamaya, what his walkout song was when he used to come on?
No, I don't. No. I can't BS you. I don't remember.
They used to turn down the lights in the Comerica Park. They had fire shooting across the video screens, and they played Jimi Hendrix for his Voodoo Child. That's what they need to do for the next 9 games.
Well, listen, our radio show refers to it as voodoo. I don't know if it's a movement yet, but I wouldn't be against it, Todd. I mean, it is. This is the part of sports that it's the unknown. It's just that you keep the space open because things happen in sports that aren't supposed to happen. It's not about being played on paper, and sometimes it's just what it is. It's crazy. It really is. Wow. Just looking at the White Sox record is stunning. Sorry, I was looking at the Fangraphs site, and you're looking at, you know, I mean, obviously, 80, 77, 76, 74, come on, 36.
Man. Come on, the White Sox, they're holding the reservation. They're waiting for the Twins to show up.
I mean, they're only a robust 26 games worse than the Angels.
Hey, Minnesota, come on, steak's getting cold. Come on, in your season.
Honestly, if the season was another month long, the Sox might catch them. 248-539-9797. All baseball, happy to do it. Again, the Guardians in extras, Twins lose. Again, you're one game out. The tiebreaker, yes, the Twins have it, but you're one game out. 9 games to go. One team in history has turned this trick. We're comfortable saying you're going to be the second. I want to know if you guys are. To hell with Fangraphs. I want someone. Maybe I'm going to call my buddy. I want someone, because he's a math whiz, I want someone to make the case how it's a 42.7% chance that this team makes the playoffs. How? You are showing that you are not you're not implementing the human factor.
But that's just it. It's a computer. It's supposed to not be that. It's not supposed to be influenced by anything, just numbers. And numbers say no team can be this bad for this long.
Twins, hold my beer. 97-1.